Hello, 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 and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of May 4 through 8th, 2020. I'm excited to announce that this podcast is now sponsored by Buzzsprout. They're the best podcast hosting site in the game. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, you'll definitely want to consider Buzzsprout. More information on them later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On the show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. Then, we'll also have some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter, and we'll wrap it up with some sponsor information and Patreon shoutouts. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is Career Advice and Inspo. The curator is Bryce Webster. Here's why Bryce chose this theme. He says, career advice is more important than ever during a time of economic contraction like we're in today. So double down on best practices and set yourself up for success as you navigate the uncertain road ahead. Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Bryce and his commentary on each one. By the way, he says that if you only have time to listen to one episode, listen to Friday's interview with Seth Godin. Monday's episode comes from The Jordan Harbinger Show and is called Reid Hoffman, Mastering Your Scale for the Unexpected. It's 69 minutes long. Nice. In this episode, all-around good career advice from Reid Hoffman, Silicon Valley venture capitalist and founder of LinkedIn. Tuesday's episode comes from The Work Remix and is called Bringing Your Human to Work During COVID-19 with Erica Keswin. It's 28 minutes long. This is a timely episode on working through COVID-19 with Lindsay Pollack, a leading authority on millennials in the workplace. Wednesday's episode comes from Work Life with Adam Grant and is called The Problem with All-Stars. It's 33 minutes long. This is an entertaining episode that highlights the importance of role players versus all-stars. Thursday's episode comes from Invest Like the Best and is called David Epstein, Wide or Deep. It's 83 minutes long. In this episode, learn why generalists triumph in a specialized world. Roger Federer versus Tiger Woods. Note, career gold starts around minute 47 for those that want to get straight to it. Friday's episode comes from Impact Theory with Tom Bilyeu and is called Seth Godin on How to Be a Linchpin. It's 55 minutes long. In this episode, learn how to be a linchpin from an absolute master of marketing, Seth Godin. Those are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Bryce for this week's theme, Career Advice and Inspiration, or Inspo, take your pick. Each week in our newsletter, which you can find and sign up for on our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, our curators have a chance to show off something that they love. It can be a project, a nonprofit they want to highlight, really anything. Here's what Bryce wants us to know about. He says, I have a hobby gift guide app called Gifter. Check out our recent blog post for some last-minute Mother's Day gift ideas. Go to gifterapp.wordpress.com for more information. That's gifterapp.wordpress.com. You can find the episodes that Bryce recommends and listen to them as a playlist on Podchaser. Just head to podchaser.com and type in career advice and inspo into the search bar. The episodes will be right there for your listening pleasure. Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag CareerInspo. It is now time for some podcast news. We partner with the Inside Podcasting newsletter to bring you the top podcast news stories of the week. Things have been sort of slow lately due to the coronavirus situation, but this week we've got some recommendations, tips for podcasters, and more from Sky Pillsbury, who writes the newsletter. If you want to receive the newsletter to read it for yourself and get everything that she writes, you can do that at inside.com/podcasting. First, Sky wants to hear from you for her next issue. Here's the question of the week. When are you finding time to listen these days? Do you listen in a particular place? Do you listen alone or with others? Have your tastes changed? Send her your thoughts by emailing sky@inside.com. That's sky@inside.com. She loves it when you send pictures to go along with your story, but doing so is optional. Next, Sky recently released two bonus episodes of the Inside Podcasting podcast. One contains delightful tape from her interview with Post Reports' Martine Powers, and the other is more good stuff from her conversation with Hello Monday host Jesse Hempel. Catch up on the show before season two arrives in May. Next, Sky reports on new podcasts to check out. On the kids' show front, there's Julie's Library, in which Julie Andrews and her daughter will read a new story to kids every week. There's also Time for Kids. In their inaugural episode, listeners learn about the new coronavirus and pandemics of the past. This podcast is available to PINNA subscribers only. You can learn more about PINNA at pinna.fm. That's PINNA.FM. More new shows include Dating Diaries, Quarantine Confessions, which explores how singles are dealing with life during the pandemic. Music podcast Dissect will spend its newest season examining Beyoncé's iconic Lemonade. Don't miss the podcast's in-depth visuals to go along with each song. You can find the link to that at inside.com/podcasting. Acclaimed off-Broadway theater company Playwrights Horizons has launched Soundstage, which features new work from accomplished playwrights. The show's creators moved up the launch date in order to make the content available to performing arts fans under quarantine. John Meacham hosts Cadence 13's limited series, Hope Through History, which explores America's battlefield with five past crises. Rick Wilson and Molly Jong-Fast host The Daily Beast's The New Abnormal, which promises blunt truth and dark humor for a world in chaos. There are many, many more podcasts coming out every day. Some are related to COVID-19 and some are far from it, purposely. Find out all the ones that Sky is reporting on at inside.com/podcasting. Next, some quick news bites from Inside Podcasting. New York Times opinion columnist and podcast entrepreneur Kara Swisher will begin hosting a new podcast under the banner of Opinion Audio this fall. According to a spokesperson, Carol will continue hosting Vox's Pivot podcast with Scott Galloway, but her interview-style podcast Recode Decode will come to an end this summer. Third Coast is canceling its in-person 2020 audio festival. They are considering a virtual event instead. According to PodTrack's podcast data, downloads and audience growth increased last week. This is the first week both measures were positive since the week of March 2 through 8. Thank you so much to Sky for continuing to bring together podcast news for us. We really appreciate it. In this week's Inside Podcasting newsletter, Sky also shouted out my newest podcast, Counter Programming. Distract yourself from the grim COVID-19 news by listening to Counter Programming with Shira and Ariel. Each episode focuses on a different type of counter. Our first series was on countertops, like marble, wood, steel, and granite. Next, we're moving on to Count Von Count and Count Dracula. Should be weird, but fun. Sponsor time, everybody. Okay, off the cuff, no script, I'm going to tell you why. Buzzsprout is my favorite podcast hosting site that I've used, and I've used a bunch. I know a lot of people are in quarantine right now, they're in isolation, you're thinking about what to do to occupy your time. If you have a great idea for a podcast and you feel like you can execute it in a way that will be meaningful, I encourage you to start a podcast. And when you start that podcast, you need somewhere to host all of your data and all of your information and also all the episodes that are going to be published. And one way that you can do that, one place that you can do that, is on Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is super easy. Go to buzzsprout.com. That's where you can sign up for an account with them. And I also have a special code that you can use. But Buzzsprout is so easy. It makes it super clear what you're going to do. You never fear that you're going to lose your content or maybe click the wrong thing and have your podcast episode published without you wanting to do so. They also let you write your show notes right there in the app, and it has a really great interface that you can deal with. And then also, you can, once your episodes are published, you can create little sound bites right there within the app without having to go to a different website. I really love Buzzsprout. I do encourage everybody that I talk to about creating podcasts to use it. If you're interested in learning more, you can absolutely ask me about my experience with it. Yay, thank you. Go Buzzsprout. Now it's Patreon time. Thank you so much to our supporters. It really, really means the world, especially at this time. Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, The Retro Network, Maja, and Katie. I really, really appreciate it. These Patreon subscribers donate at whatever amount makes sense per month for them. I have tiers that are at $2 per month, $5 per month, $10 per month, and $20 per month. And really, $2 is more than fine. It really just shows that you care about what I'm doing and you think that Earbuds is an important entity that should continue. You can also become a patron to help support Earbuds. head to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. When you become a Patreon subscriber, you get a shout out on every single Earbuds episode. And if you want a more specific shout out, like if you have a new episode coming out or you're releasing a new podcast, let me know. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, I can do that at the end of every episode, in addition to shouting you out on social media. So again, if you're interested in supporting Earbuds Podcast Collective, you can go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. What do we do with your contributions? That is a very good question. We use it to pay our editors, Abby and Daniel. That is all for today. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at EarbudsPodCall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonski. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. Thank you for tuning in. We'd love it if you'd be so kind as to leave us a review wherever. There are tons of places to do so. One is on Apple Podcasts. Just go to the Apple Podcast app on your phone and search for our show, Feedback with Earbuds. Give us 5 stars, 4 stars, however you feel, and then type your heart out however you'd like to give some criticism or maybe even a compliment. Thank you so much for doing that. We'll even read some reviews on the show in a few weeks. Catch you next time, everybody. Wash your hands and keep listening to podcasts and stay healthy. Happy listening. Bye.